Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki. We're continuing with our classes on Art of Chanting. This is continuing chapter 13. It is called Japa Meditations Techniques. Once a helpful godbrother named Sridhar Das, he responded to a letter which we wrote to him, and he gave some 8 ways to perfect our japa. And his suggestions basically coincide with the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So these are 8 steps to better japa. 1. Establish a disturbance-free environment for intensified chanting. Because distraction or inattention leads to all the other offenses. Using earplugs or hearing protector headphones can be worn to block out external noise distractions. Such induced silence helps fix the mind and heart on the beautiful names, forms and pastimes of Radhasham Sundar. So this suggestion comes within the category of Kaladeshan Patra, time, place and circumstance. So obviously we should try our best to chant in a very peaceful place, in our room or someplace where it's very quiet, where we can concentrate all our attention on japa. Second suggestion is to keep our eyes closed while chanting and concentrate on the holy name with a submissive mind and a humble heart full of prayer and petition. Thakur Bhaktivinoda recommends covering the head with a cloth to prevent the eyes from roaming. Of course, we have to make sure we don't fall asleep also. Three is to sit firmly and fix the mind on the holy name by preceding our japa with a mechanical process of pranayama. This, of course, can be learned in any yoga book. We have our Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam, pranayama system where we inhale, chanting so many names of Radha. Then we hold our breath, chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Then we exhale, chanting so many names of Shyam. This is called Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Radhe Shyam, pranayama. This is also recommended by Sanatana Goswami and Hari Bhakti Vilas before chanting our Gayatri or Tri Sandhyam Vandanam. We chant or we perform pranayama to steady the mind and calm the mind, so it becomes more easier with a calm and peaceful mind. It becomes more easy to fix on the holy name of the Lord. The fourth suggestion is to clearly understand the sense perceptual processes, and then learn to negate or turn off all sensory stimuli except hearing the Maha Mantra. So, of course, sense stimuli is touching, hearing, smelling, tasting. So turning off all those things means that we only touch the japa beads with our right hand, and our left hand is not scratching or touching some part of our body. Sometimes people hold their fingers in a dhyan mudra or gyan mudra, which is pressing the tip of the left thumb to the tip of the left index finger, and the other 3 fingers, middle ring and pinky, are held straight. And one can hold his hand palm up on his left knee while chanting japa. This way the hand is not engaged in anything but this mudra, meditation mudra, which will help meditate on the holy name. And we're not scratching or fidgeting, and our eyes are closed, and our ears are fixed And we're not, of course, tasting anything. At least someday we may taste the sweet holy name. And this way we absorb ourselves in the hearing process. The four states of mentality that are mentioned in the Trinada Pisanichena verse, Trinada Pisanichena Turoi Vasihishana, Amanina Amani Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. So in this verse, Mahaprabhu is describing four states or four qualities: humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respecting all. So we should visualize and conceptualize our tiny infinitesimal nature through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's graphic examples of a straw and a tree. He says that we should think of ourselves in a very humble way, very insignificant way. Our position is very insignificant, lower than a blade of straw or a piece of straw in the street. That's pretty low. And more tolerant than a tree. Number six is, while chanting, always remember the mantra is a personal address to Radha and Krishna, not a parrot's vibrato. The idea here is that sometimes we get into a mechanical flow of the holy name because it's only three words. It's not very difficult to repeat and become absorbed in a repetition of these three words. But sometimes it becomes too mechanical, almost like a bird with no backing. But actually, it's, as Prabhupada said, we're personally calling out to the energy of the Lord, O Mother Hara. It's a personal address. We're calling the person, the Supreme Personality and His Supreme Consort, O Shrimati Radharani. Or as Prabhupada said, Mother Hara, in the mood of a mother, a mood of a protector, provider, instructor, corrector, please engage me in the service of Sri Hari, of Krishna. So we should always remember that Radha and Krishna are persons, and the Maha Mantra is their names, are their personal names. Radha Hare, Krishna Krishna, and Radha Raman. And we're calling these persons to hear us, to be with us, to reveal themselves to us, to engage us. Number seven, while chanting, repeatedly fill the mind with the wonderful meanings of the holy name given by the previous acharyas. Of course, some of those, we've already discussed some of those before, meanings of the holy names. Devotees can review the appropriate one. And by chanting, they can suffuse their mind with these different meanings. Number eight is to expect exalted experiences and spiritual realizations by this most powerful and sublime sound vibration. In other words, the Shastras and Acharyas explain the great glories of the holy name. The holy name can reveal one's sarup. The holy name can reveal the form of Radha and Krishna. The holy name can reveal the spiritual world. The holy name can do anything and everything. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shudanitya Mukta Vinatvan Namanamano. This holy name is Sakshat Krishna, Sakshat Radha. All the power and energies of Radha and potencies, and all the control and omnipotence of Krishna combined in one mantra, Maha Mantra. So we should expect that something wonderful and sublime will happen, and we'll get the most profound realizations about our own spiritual identity and about the identity and form and qualities and even pastimes of the Lord will all come to us by chanting the holy name. So these are eight steps to better japa. This next section is very interesting. It talks about Dham, Gram, and Nam. There's a story in Padma Puran to describe the glories of Vrindavan. And what makes Vrindavan glorious? Parvati once asked Lord Shiva, "O Prabhu, is Vrindavan or Brajmandal glorious because of the saintly persons who live there and do bhajan? Or is it simply the significance of the land itself? Or is it because of the presence of the river Yamuna? Or is Vrindavan's influence due to Krishna's eternal connection with the land of Vrindavan? Vrindavanam prityaja paramekam nagachati." It's told that Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. So that's very extraordinary, that the Supreme Lord is always gracing this land and moving through this land, engaging in its transcendental pastimes and apricot lila. So Mahadev replied to his wife Parvati, "O Devi, Vrindavan is not glorious due to the influence of the land, the Yamuna River, or the saintly persons there. Why is Vrindavan glorious? Vrindavan is glorious due to the powerful influence of Krishna's holy name and his internal potency, which deliver everyone back home, back to Godhead." So this section describes something about the holy Dham based on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's teachings, how we can actually increase our attraction to chanting the holy name by realizing the connection between Gram, which means a worldly village or an ordinary town or place where we may live a material life or even take birth, and Dham, which is a spiritual realm or the holy Dham, and Nam. Gram, Dham, and Nam. So it's said that the gems, the blissful gems of Krishna's names, have been deposited in the treasury room of Brajadham. Saraswati Thakur, he describes how one can withdraw the wealth of Shuddha Nam from the bank of the holy Dham. This is a quotation. "Dham Seva, or serving the holy Dham, will bring us the highest welfare. If anyone seeks a connection with the holy Dham, he will then find his attachment to Gram, which means his birthplace, home, or domestic life, soon liquefied. Relations with the worldly abode, Gram, and hankering after ordinary worldly life will soon cease and stop for one who realizes his relation with Sri Dham. The service of Sri Dham will lead us eventually to the service of the holy name. Then Sri Nam Seva will soon bring us to our real end and goal of life, which is serving Sri Krishna and pure love." Serving the holy Dham is a form of bhakti known as padasevanam, which means serving the lotus feet of the Lord. One can practically serve the Dham, Dham Seva, and thereby increase his Nam Ruchi by sweeping places of Krishna's pastimes like Radhakund, Sevakund, or Vamshivat, or the Vrindavan Prikamamark or Giriraj Prikamamark, by picking up trash. Such simple services are powerful heart purifiers. While sweeping the land of Vrindavan or Sevakund or some Leela Stali, one simultaneously sweeps the land of the heart. The purified heart will transform one day into a Dham, wherein Yugal Nam will sport and play. One can practically see that by touching the magic dust of Vrindavan, Brajaraj, this contact will very quickly turn lust into love and vanity and to humility. So this is a provocative practice. Prabhupada explains in the Science of Self-Realization is that unlike other mantras, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is in the vocative case, or vocal, which means that it's calling out or directly addressing the Lord and His divine consort, Sri Radha. Hara, or Radha, is the supreme pleasure energy of the Lord, changed to Hare in the vocative. So when we call out to Krishna's name, we should actually feel that we're crying and calling out personally to Radha and Krishna with a heart full of hankering. One acharya said that on chanting Hare Krishna, we should think the mantra of saying Hare Krishna. It is like saying, Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna. Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe, Hey Radharaman, Hey Radharaman. Hey Radhe, Hey Radharaman, Hey Radharaman, Hey Radharaman, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. In other words, this idea is to increase understanding that we're calling out, we're crying out, we're begging, oh Radha Krishna, please hear me, please listen to me. We are trying to chant your holy names for your pleasure, for your satisfaction, to please you. And after all, this is the sum and substance of spiritual life, is to always glorify you. So this section is called Nam to Leela. Harinam Chintamani describes five progressive steps to attain perfection in chanting Krishna's holy names. These are very important. One is to avoid the 10 offenses. Try to chant steadily. Pronounce the holy name very clearly and distinctly, and meditate upon the transcendental sound vibration. Number two, when our chanting becomes steady, clear, attentive, and blissful, we will be able to meditate on the forms of Radha and Shyamasundara. Then we will see that the transcendental form, the holy name, will appear in our vision when our heart becomes pure. Of course, another way to see the form of the holy name is to sit before your favorite deities, Radha Shyamasundara, Radha Govinda, Radha Madhava, and meditate upon the holy name while drinking the nectar of their Madhuri Darshan, or sweet forms, with the eyes. In the Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 9, verse 11, Lord Brahma explains that the Lord appears before the devotees in whatever form of the Lord they meditate on. Brahma said, O my Lord, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. The third step. When one attains the stage where Krishna's name and form blend into one, one will then begin to remember the 64 transcendental qualities of Krishna. Thus Krishna's holy name, form and qualities, Nam, Rup and Gun, unite after constant and pure chanting. Number four. The fourth stage, it is natural to remember particular pastimes of Krishna. This is the stage of Leela Smaran. We'll gradually become one with the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord. Now, one will perceive the first rays of Nam Ras. Of course, this may be, you could say, equated with the level of Bhava Bhakti. Chanting the names in great delight, one will see Krishna encircled by gopas and gopis under a kalpa vriksha tree in a yoga peat, either in the morning at Gupta Kund, in the midday at Radha Kund, or in the evening at Bamshivat. Number 5. By constant practice, one's lila smarana will intensify and expand to the point where one will chant the holy name while simultaneously meditating on Radha Madhava's Astakaliya Lila, which are the confidential eightfold pastimes. One will fully taste Nam Ras when this meditation matures. Of course, this is at the upper level of Bhava Bhakti and Prema. And this section is called Nam to Lila. So this is how one, the name gradually reveals its aspect of transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes as one advances in devotional scale. The three M's in chanting, method, mood, and mellow. This is a technique, method, mood, and mellow, where the chanter concentrates on one area according to his level of advancement. For instance, due to a lack of mood and mellow, a neophyte chanter, Kanishtha Adhikari, he may focus all his attention on perfecting the methods of chanting. As the sadhaka advances in surrender and realization, he will rise to the intermediate stage of steady chanting, madhyamadhikari, where mood comes into play. On the platform of mood, the mind begins to melt for Sri Nam. Genuine feelings for Krishna and his devotees arise and grow within the heart. At this level, the mood of devotion deepens, humility intensifies, and the hankering to attain Radha Govinda Prema accelerates. The sadhaka now serves and relishes Sri Nam with great joy and enthusiasm. Rising to the platform of mellow, the sadhaka continually chants on his beads while remembering the pastimes of Yuga Kishore. By chanting with mellow or bhakti ras, the sadhaka advances to the topmost platform of pure devotion, Uttamadhikari, becomes fixed in his eternal loving service to Radha Shyam. So these three M's, method, mood, and mellow, that was the introduction. So number one is the method. At this level of the Kanishtha, the beginning chantra, he will concentrate on the physical considerations, sitting straight on an asana, chanting during the peaceful pre-dawn hours and associating with lovers of Nam. And it also includes using tulsi beads, clear pronunciation, concentrating on the meaning of the mantra, reviewing and avoiding the 10 offenses every day, and praying and feeling repentance for any transgressions. Number two is mood. The mood of chanting holy name combines the actions of mind and heart, feeling, thinking, and feeling. Mahaprabhu advised all devotees to be free from false ego and to think themselves lower than a blade of grass. With feelings of deep submission and surrender, one should beg Sri Radha for service. There was once a medieval saint in Vrindavan named Haridas Swami. He wrote wonderful Brajvasa songs in praise of his Lord Bankim Bihari. It is said that whenever Haridas Swami sang one of his compositions, all the trees, birds, and forest animals will become completely captivated. Similarly, we must learn to chant Krishna's name with so much devotion and sweetness that the birds stop chirping to listen to our chanting. The deer gather around to gaze with tear-filled eyes, and the trees bend over to touch us with their leaves, being so moved by the sweet sound of pure Nam. Even in the beginning days of ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada emphasized the mood of chanting. We're talking about method, mood, and mellow. Merely chanting the holy name is not enough. Our chanting must be backed up with feelings of separation, so much so that tears fill our eyes. Prabhupada instructed us that we should cry out the holy names like a lonely child crying in separation from his loving mother. Prabhupada spoke in 1967, September 16th. Prabhupada said, "Tears for Krishna are as good as associating with him personally. Your feelings and tears of Krishna consciousness will make you more enriched in spiritual advancement." So the combination of chanting and crying for Krishna is an essential practice for followers of Srila Prabhupada. In fact, our illustrious godbrother, Nityananda Pravishta Sri Srimad Gaura Govinda Swami, once said about ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar, quote, "I have opened a crying school here so we may cry our hearts out in Harinam, begging for the mercy of Nittai and Gaura." Well, this is three, it's called mellow. And mellow means bhav. This is an advanced stage of chanting japa, wherein the holy name combines with mellow. At this level of bhava bhakti, one will realize his sthayi bhav, his permanent loving relationship with Radha and Krishna, in a particular mellow or rasa, such as Madhurya Ras. At this time, a sadhaka will chant purely Shuddhanam while tasting bhakti ras and remembering the naimittic and nitya leelas, occasional and eternal pastimes of Krishna. While chanting the pure holy name, the sadhak will meditate on his spiritual body, siddhadeha, and serve Radha Govinda's eightfold daily pastimes, astakaliya leela, within his mind, manasi seva. Of course, these are the different levels, method, mood, and mellow. Pretty much Prabhupada wanted us to be very careful about the methods, very attentive, and chant very clearly with clear pronunciation and using upper and lower lip and also the tongue. And he wanted us to avoid the 10 offenses and have the proper mood. Mellow may take many lifetimes. Of course, when we're trying to implement these three M's, method, mood, and mellow, the rock, stubborn, lazy mind will often rebel with 1,000 excuses and obstacles to foil one's attempt. But we should persevere, because by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we will patiently progress through the three stages of method, mood, and mellow. With little practice, any sincere devotee can chant japa and remember the exciting pastimes of Lord Gauranga and Radha Govinda. It is not difficult to remember Krishna's pastimes while chanting japa. Always remember that the word impossible does not exist in the dictionary of Prabhupada's followers. So this is a technique. It's called positive path for the wandering mind, or we could say mental japa walking. The best japa or chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is done by sitting in a sanctified place like Mayapur or Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, or a temple, closing the eyes and repeating the holy name while remembering its meaning and the sublime pastimes of Gaura Govinda. However, if the mind is very restless, acharyas suggest engaging the mind in prakrama. To do this, one simply sits calmly and chants on his beads while thinking in his mind that he is circumambulating Govardhan Hill, Radhakund, or Braj Mandal. While chanting softly and, quote, mentally walking on Giraj Prakrama, one will see the sights, or at least say he can remember and try to see in his mind's eye. He will see the sights of Radha and Krishna's pastimes within his mind as he proceeds from one place to another. He's on Govardhan Prakrama, then he comes to Kusum Sarovara, where Krishna picked flowers for Radharani, and then he stepped on the branch, and Radharani first met him there, and Krishna collected flowers, and then went and did her sanji. And then you'll think of Narada Kund across the street. Narada Kund is where Narada did tapasya. And then he received a gopi deha to witness Krishna, Radha and Krishna together. So this, as he passes these places, it may induce remembrance of a particular pastime enjoyed by the divine couple at that Leela Stali. By relishing the exchanges between Radha Madhav that he remembers in his mind while chanting japa, the sadhaka will, by this practice, fix his wandering mind on the positive path of japa and Leela Smaran. Here is a sample of japa and manasik prakrama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's early morning. The rising sun pinks the eastern sky. The air is chilly. The cool sand caresses my feet as I walk on the path around Giriraj. On my right side, I see Kusum Sarovara, placid and majestic, with glorious medieval arches and domes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I remember the Ashok Van here, where Radhika and her sakis came to pick flowers for Shamsundar. Eyeing a most attractive, fragrant flower high in the tree, Radhika stood on her tiptoes and tried desperately to pluck that flower by extending her graceful lotus stem arm. But the flower remained just beyond her reach. Unseen by anyone, Sham climbed the same tree and pushed down the branch with his foot so Radhika could grasp the flower. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Suddenly, Sham removed his foot and the branch sprang forcefully back in the air, lifting Radhika off the ground. Still clutching that special flower, Radhika dangled in midair and cried for help as her sakis looked on with eyes full of smiles and hearts full of care. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.